Sugary Steps to the Sky. In a quiet little town, an annual cotton candy festival brought everyone together. At its heart stood a tower in cotton candy ladder, filling the air with its sweet, sugary scent. The ladder spiraled endlessly into the sky, and local legends whispered that it led to the ideal town. Yet no one had ever reached the top. Most people treated it as a charming story, not something to believe in. But 10-year-old Mina was different. Since childhood, she had dreamed of climbing the ladder, convinced that reaching the ideal town would bring her the power to create happiness for everyone. However, the legend said that the journey required a special item, a pair of transparent glasses, hidden somewhere in the town. Despite countless searches, no one had ever found them. One quiet afternoon, Mina wandered into the town's old library. Among its dusty, crumbling books, she stumbled across an intriguing line. "The transparent glasses are not hidden in the world outside but within your own heart." The words stayed with her. She began to wonder if the answer wasn't about looking outward but inward. That night, she sat in silence, reflecting deeply. She closed her eyes and whispered, "I believe I can see my ideal." When she opened them, a pair of shimmering transparent glasses rested in her hands. On the festival day, Mina put on the glasses and started her climb up the cotton candy ladder. At first, it felt magical, soft wisps brushing her fingers, the warm scent of sugar wrapping around her like a hug. But as she climbed higher, the wind began to howl, and the ladder swayed dangerously. Fear crept into her heart. Then she remembered the glasses. Sliding them on, she looked again. The howling wind softened to a gentle breeze, and the shaky ladder transformed into a solid path. With renewed strength, Mina climbed higher and higher until she reached the top. But when she arrived, her heart sank. There was no ideal town waiting for her. Only the endless sky stretched out, with clouds drifting softly below. Just as disappointment was about to take over, she glanced back down through her glasses. What she saw took her breath away. Her little town, ordinary and overlooked, was glowing. The winding streets, the humble homes, and the bustling lives of its people sparkled with beauty. For the first time, Mina saw her town for what it truly was, alive with warmth and possibility. "The ideal town isn't some faraway place," Mina realized. "It's something we create, starting with how we choose to see the world around us." When she returned to the ground, Mina gathered the townspeople and shared what she had learned. "Each of us has transparent glasses in our hearts," she said. "When we wear them, we can see the beauty and potential of this town, and together, we can make it even better." From that year forward, the Cotton Candy Festival became a day to share hopes and dreams. The ladder was built every year, not as a way to escape, but as a symbol of possibility. A reminder to look inward, share outward, and make their home a brighter place. Slowly, steadily, the little town grew into a place that everyone could call their ideal.